CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Owen Soundmayor in body is offering condolences to the family and friends of former MPP Bill Murdoch, who passed away Tuesday. Bruce Gray Owen Sound MP Alex Ruff also offered his condolences.
Bill was one of the first people I called when I decided to enter politics in January of 2019. Why Bill? Because without a doubt, Bill was the mold used for creating politicians that represent the people that elected them, first and foremost. Bill's reputation for speaking his mind and fighting for the little guy was known throughout the province and, I dare say, country.
Murdoch was 77 years old. Statistics Canada's census findings show the proportion of Canadians who mainly speak French at home continues to decline in nearly all provinces and territories, including Quebec. The data shows that the percentage of Canadians who speak mostly French at home fell to 19.2% in 2021, down from 20% in 2016. The federal survey found more than 3 in 4 Canadians report English as their first official language. That figure increased in 5 years. The Minister of Public Safety says the Government of Canada is redoubling efforts to protect Canadians from the quantum threat. Marco Mendicino says in the future, quantum computers could easily hack through much of our existing encryption that we rely on. He announced a $675,000 funding investment to Quantum Safe Canada to find ways to ensure quantum computers can resist hacking and threats.
And this is where the project comes in. It will help Canada to prepare for and respond to the quantum threat, coordinating research, technology, tools, and training. It will also ensure that those charged with protecting the systems that Canadians rely on have the knowledge and the skills they need.
Mendicino points out that cybersecurity equals national security. GM is recalling 2021 and 2022 Chevy Tahoe, Chevy Suburban, Cadillac Escalade, and GMC Yukon. General Motors issued the recall after finding out about a problem with the third row seatbelt. A rivet that keeps the buckle in the mounting bracket might not have been manufactured properly. Construction's underway in Owen Sound ahead of the 47th annual Summer Folk Music and Crafts Festival coming this weekend. Volunteers are working at Kelso Beach to prepare for the festival's return to a normal format after 2 years of pandemic adaptations. Festival gates open at 4 p.m. on Friday evening, and the festival runs through Sunday night. 40 musical acts are expected to perform. They'll be joined by artisan craft vendors and food trucks throughout the park. For more on these and other stories, head to cknxnewstoday.ca. Partly cloudy overnight, the slight chance of showers or a thunderstorm early this evening. Some fog patches developing after midnight, low near 12. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 27. The Humidex will make it feel like 29. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a slight chance of showers and a high of 29. And on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of showers and a high of 28.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.